Barbara placed a thick folder on the center table during dinner, her hands trembling. "The city council wants us for the new park project," she said, her eyes shining. "It involves custom railings and heavy ornamental gates." Virginia looked over the plans, her mind calculating the steel needed for the job. "This is a public landmark," she said, her voice dropping. "It will be seen by everyone in the city of Pasadena." Robert nodded, his expression becoming very serious. "This is our chance to cement our reputation for a whole generation of local people." They spent the evening hashing out the complex details. The scale of the contract was daunting for them all, but they had the warehouse space to accommodate the work. Many listened as they mapped out the tight production schedule for the next month. "You have truly earned this," she said softly. The family agreed that the park project was the goal they had been working toward since they arrived in town to build their new, quiet life. They studied the blueprints under the bright lamplight. Every curve of the design spoke of quality and time. They knew the city expected nothing less than perfection. They discussed costs, checked supplies, and planned the shifts carefully. They accepted the heavy task, and as the contract was signed, the mission started. The design was iconic, and the team was ready to work. They felt strong and capable, fully united as the towers. As the work began, the spark was lit, and they felt honored to be prepared. Everything aligned as they worked harder than before with precise blueprints. They measured twice and cut once. The shop was ready for the challenge, and with determination, they drank coffee late into the night to make it happen. The tower's name would rise as they focused on the gates, knowing their purpose.